This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the greenbacks tumble.
I guess that means us. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial's set correctly, too. USA Prepares. We're delighted you're here broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Nathan is at the controls in Minnesota. He's engineering the broadcast today. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Captain John Reagan's with us. Welcome, Captain John Reagan.
Good morning, Vincent.
Good morning, John Reagan. Hey, John, I wanted to share a story with you, if I might. So, I needed to get a serpentine belt for our old Mercedes, the 1996. And the reason I needed to get it was the new one that I put on, as preventative maintenance, I didn't want to get stuck and the original one that the vehicle came with had some cracks in it and had some little tears in it. And it would probably go for maybe another 5,000 miles. But I thought, I'll put that one in the trunk and I'll get a new one, put a new one on. Put this new one on and it squealed. It squealed and it seemed like the back of it was turning from the rubber part of the belt into this goo. And it was kind of bothering me because as you accelerated the engine, it would squeal like you were burning out. And it was the belt. So to make a long story short, I went to, I was traveling with Mrs. Fennelli picking up some more equipment. And I passed one of these chain store auto parts places, the same chain that I deal with locally. And so I went in and I said, I'd like to buy this belt. I have the part number. And I explained that to the salesperson, who was about my age. And he seemed experienced. And I said, by the way, I get a 10% discount at the local the local store. Can you honor that? And he didn't know what to say, so he got the manager. And the manager was this young guy. And his name is Derek. So the manager came over and I explained to him that I get a 10% discount just because I buy a lot of stuff at this other store, and you know, would he honor that? And he told me he could not do that. Could not do that because he didn't know me. And I said, well, I know that. I know that. But okay. And then he explained that because he didn't know me, he didn't know if he could believe me. That's okay. I'm not going to buy the belt. I started to walk out of the store, and it was like, the question was it because of the 10%? And I said, no. No, it's not because of the 10%. It's because you don't believe me. And why should I shop here if you don't believe me? And by the way, I'm never coming back. Ever. Never. Didn't raise my voice at all and explained to him that I would not be coming back. And then he thought about it for a second. He said, I'll tell you what, you know, he wanted to earn my business. And he said he would give me 20% off. And I think he realized that I was telling him the truth. And I explained to him that, you know, there are people who tell the truth. And I said to him before that, I said to him, it's not that you can't give me the 10% off. It's because you won't give me the 10% off. That's what it is. It's not like there's some rule or regulation or something with the system that there's no 10% off capability. That's not it. It's you just don't want to do it. And he indicated that's correct. Well, we agreed that we would do the transaction. He gave me 20% off. And then I said, if you've got a couple minutes, I want to tell you a few things. And I taught him about customer service. And I told him that when I was behind the counter, when I was a young man, high school student working behind the independent auto parts store counter, customers would come in and if they said, you know, my car's making this funny noise, I'm not really sure what it is. I'd say, well, let's go look. And I would go out, I would leave the counter if it wasn't really busy, and if there were other people behind the counter doing what I could do, I'd go out there and I'd listen to the car and I'd say, okay, here's what the problem is. This is what's wrong. And here's what you need, and we have them. And I can help you with that. And that's what I used to do. And I told him that we had these little spark plug gappers that you put on a keychain. So they're a little round disc the size of a little smaller than a silver dollar. And you put it on your keychain, and it would gap. It had a little gauge on it, and you could gap your spark plugs with it. And they were maybe 49 cents back then. And they were hanging on a rack right on the counter so people could just pick one up if they're buying spark plugs. I said to many of the customers, you know, people I thought would be good customers who were good customers or could be repeat customers, I would say, do you have one of these? And most of them would say no. I'd say, okay, well, here, take this. It's on me. And I would give it to them. And the combination of paying attention to them, knowing the product lines, showing them good, better, or best price points, helping them with diagnostics with their vehicles, and giving them little things that they could use, like this lifetime tool that they could use for gapping their spark plugs. It still works today. The one I bought, I still have in my toolbox from the early 1970s. And our sales went up 25%. The store couldn't believe it. They didn't know what happened. And it was really simple. It was just taking care of customers, welcoming them with a smile. Anyway, so I spent some extra time telling Derek these stories. And when we were all done, he was really appreciative because no customer had told him how he could do his job better and how he could improve because he was the new young manager of the store. He was the guy that was supposed to make it work. But he had the wrong attitude in the beginning, and I think that's fixed. I think as of when I left, I think they had a whole change in attitude of how they're going to change treat their customers. John, do you have a reaction to that?
It's amazing to me, you know, seeing, especially having to the move last summer, you know, having to find new locations to do business with, mm-hmm. and it's. It's some ways like you describe it. It's almost a cluelessness about, how do you work with customers?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, young people, that for some reason, they get hired, and I'm sure they go through some kind of an evaluation or a test, or a combination of both, and the interview process as well. And the interviewing person says, well, great, you're hired. And what about the training? Where's the training on how to work with customers? I'm sure they get trained on how to work with that cash register because it's complex. I'm sure they get trained on how to work with warranties. But the pleasantries, the niceties, I have a feeling that they are not really trained in that part of the business to the level that it would be nice to be trained in. Now, I know that I was, not when I was at the auto parts store, but when I was at the bank, one of the banks where I worked, they trained everybody for an entire week on what their expectations were, how to work with customers, that customers were not an interruption in the business. They were the reason for the business, and that the customer comes first, the customer is right, and it's and your, it's your job to help the customer every way you can. You know, that's moral and legal. That was what we were taught to do. And to put a smile in our voice, a bounce in our step, go above and beyond all the time. That's what we were taught to do, and that's how I measure everything when I'm transacting in business. You know, and cops could learn a lot from this. You know, they don't have to say license and registration, you know, because I got a gun. They could be a lot more pleasant. They could say, hey, you having a good day? Good. The reason I pulled you over was I saw this. Do you know your muffler's hanging down? And it probably might fall off, you know, in the not too distant future. Probably good to take a look at it. A couple places up the road here, there's a couple garages. If you want to pull over and look at it yourself, there's a safe spot up ahead. You know, I can take you there and make sure you get off the road and, you know, where it's safe for you to look at it. I mean, they could do those kinds of things. They could just change their tone a little bit rather than be so rough on us. I'm not talking about all of them. I'm talking about almost all of them. Okay, John, I'm at thefinancialstateoftheunion.com, and let's see, you've got an event coming up, right?
Yes, I do, very quickly. Here at the Watchman, it's going to be in Dallas again, March 31st, April 2nd. I could use another 6 months between now and then, but yeah, that's the way it goes. A bunch of wonderful speakers, and yeah, you're actually going to get to hear some of those very soon on USA Prepares.
Isn't that great? I'm looking forward to it. So we're going to have like a preview of Here at the Watchman conference right here on USAPrepares.com. And more will be coming up in the next couple of days. You'll get a chance to hear about that. So, John, I'm at thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. Oh, did you have anything you want to share with us before we get into today's lessons?
I'm going to, I guess, apologize again. I've been so behind on time. You know, I normally have news items that we don't get to in the post. Well, for the third week in a row, I don't have those extra news items. And if you're familiar with the post, there's a lot of stuff in those that are important items that we never get to on air. And I'm going to try and get some of those up this week if I can.
Okay, so when we come back, are we going to talk about the wage gap?
Yes, we are.
Okay. Captain John Reagan's with us, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. This is USA Prepares. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid. rapid absorption. Then Protobite Liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protobite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protobite is nutrition you can feel. Protobite is nutrition that gets in.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
TheFinancialStateOfTheUnion.com. Click on the news tab and you can follow along in class with us. Captain John Reagan's with us. John?
Well, you know, don't try to educate your leftist friends with this because I don't think they can be educated. And this continually comes out that there's this big wage gap that a woman only earns 79% of what men earn, or 79 cents for every dollar. And what this article does is it leads you through how you come up with statistics like that. And if you want to try to compare apples to apples, you know, when a woman does the same job as a man, that pay is, you know, equal or pretty darn close. But that's not the way things are working in real life. Women tend to work fewer hours. A woman, for example, is 2.5 times more likely than a man to work just 35 to 39 hours per week. And men are almost twice as likely to put in more than 40 hours a week. And 2.5 times more likely to work over 60 hours a week. So, you know, naturally, the number of hours you work does tend to affect the amount of pay that you get. And then it's kind of, you know, segregated in a way. And, you know, we could debate on that for a while, but men and women tend to do different types of work. And working as a, you know, waitstaff versus working as an engineer, you know, you tend to have different pay rates. So, you know, it's definitely harder work, you know, going and getting a degree that means something. And then even if you do that with today's environment, it's hard enough to get a job anyway. But, you know, just if you want to, you know, have a counter ready, not that it does much good to try to get people up to speed in these things, this article's for you.
You know, I've worked with both men and women, and what I've seen, and kind of bears out what you've said, the women who have had vice presidential jobs made more than those who were not as highly ranked in the bank. But most of the people, most of the women did not have the jobs that required the overtime that you're talking about. And when I'm talking about overtime, I'm not talking about where you punch a clock and then, it, you know, more than 40 hours. I'm talking about those jobs that are supposed to be 35 hours a week where you end up working 45, 50 hours a week, you know, in management. And I believe that's a lot of what you're talking about. Is that correct?
That's right. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's like when I was in the Air Force, you know, it didn't matter if you were male or female. It mattered, you know, what was your rank and how many years do you have in. And there was very little you could do to change that except wait for promotion. Mm-hmm. There's exceptions like, you know, hazardous duty pay, things of that nature, but typically you don't get to choose those either. So talking about equal pay for equal work, you know, the military is there. But when you get out, you know, in the civilian sector, whereas in the military, you might be working one of those positions that wouldn't get paid as much in the civilian world. You're getting paid the same as everybody else. Or if you're one of those positions like computers where, you know, you might be able to pull down above six-figure salary, you're not going to get that. You're dragged down to what everybody else is getting. So it's just a matter of, you know, I guess you'd say the market.
And there's the raising of children, and in many cases, the women who have children, young children at home, need to meet them, you know, pretty soon after they got off the bus. And the women have other responsibilities that continue on until bedtime, which is like taking care of the house, cooking, cleaning, and those kinds of things. So it's not like women work lighter duty. They work different duty with different hours at different locations. Like
individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out, the old guys in this unit had been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
today?
God, you're
take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Captain John Reagan, what's next?
Well, about that global warming agenda, and one of the articles I didn't post today gets into the data, but this talks about the push behind the scenes, and I've got a couple of quotes from the UN's from the executive secretary of the UN's Framework Convention on Climate Change. This is the first time in the history of mankind that we are setting ourselves the task of intentionally, within a defined period of time, to change the economic development model that has been reigning for at least 150 years since the Industrial Revolution. And if you think that she was just being misquoted there, she goes on, this is probably the most difficult task we have ever given ourselves, which is to intentionally transform the economic development model for the first time in human history. And it gets down to what a lot of us know about the UN. You know, it's not here to save the world from ecological calamity, but to destroy capitalism.
Yeah. I'm looking at the article right now, Zero Hedge. UN official admits global warming agenda is really about destroying capitalism.
And this is a long time agenda. You know, it's it's the same old communist manifesto. Yeah. And again, don't try to confuse the leftists with any facts. It's they're going to believe what they want to believe. And speaking of crazy, coming to America, I guess I shouldn't be surprised. You know, this is one of those types of articles I look for, because when you see something going on in the UK or Canada or Australia, that's where they pull these things first before they bring them to the United States. And in the UK, they are looking to require auto insurance for other types of vehicles. And, you know, this goes from race cars, which are never on, you know, public street, to wheelchairs. And if you think that's bad, then you know, this is really serious, because there's a penalty for having an uninsured vehicle. It's 300 pounds, which is about $375, and you get 6 penalty points. And the UK is a little upset, because this is really mandated by the EU. I'm trying to get down here to the list. You know, besides that, it's pretty much everything. It could be if you have a car up on blocks, it doesn't matter. It's not going anywhere. You have to have the insurance. You know, farm tractors. We already talked about motorized wheelchairs, riding lawnmowers, golf carts, even bumper cars need to have car insurance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, why just riding lawnmowers? Why not include the kind that are self-propelled that you walk behind? Why not include them? And what about weed whackers, you know, and hedge trimmers? John, what we're talking about is like the Obamacare concept, the abomination concept, the Affordable Care Act, the failure. We're talking about applying that kind of logic to other things with gasoline-powered engines, right? And how can we make people buy things with the threat of a gun pointed to their head? Right? Another way of taxing, right? Isn't that what this is all about? But instead of a tax per se, it's you're being forced to buy insurance that nobody in their right mind would buy. Now, I could buy insurance for my tractor. And this would be not insurance that, should the engine need repair or the transmission or something like that. No. And it's not towing insurance. No. It would be insurance against theft. Should someone decide that they like my tractor as much as I do and want to go into the barn and steal it. It'd be insurance for that. But I don't necessarily want to do that. I've got my tractors kept where I can insure them myself and make sure that they don't get stolen. But forcing people to buy insurance is over the top. Absolutely over the top. How come we haven't forced people to buy dental insurance, John? How come? We've forced them to buy medical insurance.
And the sad thing is, it's not even insurance. Insurance is supposed to be there for unlikely events, not to try to be
to
some
identify,
kind of
right.
Prepaid plan, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This bothers me. It's just one more indication of government overreach. And hopefully President Donald Trump will look at this and say, you guys have lost your mind. Don't even think about it. If someone runs over me with a golf cart or a Segway or a riding lawnmower, you know, we'll take the appropriate action individually. And I think that the rest of this broadcast classroom would do the same thing. Okay, what's next?
Moving on down to brain cleaning. You know, one of the reasons that we need to sleep is it wipes our brains clear because, you know, we accumulate a lot of things during the day, and it helps to reset our brains to make room for new memories. And, that's one of the reasons. There's also been studies where there's other health issues involved, too. I remember where they took a bunch of healthy college students, and they ran all kinds of tests on them before running the study. And they put them into a sleep-deprived mode, and within 2 weeks, they were already pre-diabetic. So I know we have so many pressures in today's modern world to, short our sleep to try and get more done, but there's plenty of evidence that it's counterproductive for mental and physical reasons. Now, there are some people, and Trump is one of those that was lucky enough in his DNA that he can get by on about 4 hours of sleep a night. But if you're not one of those people, you need to make sure that you're getting adequate rest. And in addition to that, it's also shown up in reaction times. If you're sleep deprived, it's just as bad as driving under the influence of alcohol.
Well, that's absolutely true. And Dr. Norman Shealy has talked about the importance of sleep. 7 or 8 hours, he said, it's absolutely required. You know, if you want to be healthy and you want to be disease resistant, you absolutely have to have it. It's not the only thing you have to do, but you got to do that too.
And I've got another reason not to get married. And it's like, really, I saw this headline. A wedding now costs $35,000. It's absolutely insane. There's so much you could do with that kind of money. I mean, that's a car without a car payment. That's a hefty down payment on the house. And when you look at how the costs break down, on the national average, people are spending over $16,000 just for the venue.
That's crazy. Absolutely crazy. Those are the kind of numbers that it takes to put on a convention for an entire weekend at a huge venue. I'm talking over 40,000 square feet. John, according to this post, It says it's revealed that the cost per wedding guest is up to $245 a piece, as compared with $194 in 2009. So you invite someone, it's like $250 per guest. I've encouraged our children to, if they want to get married, to, we'll have it right here in the backyard at the farm. I mean, seriously, or just elope and save the money. It's John, it's absolutely out of control. And who's it for? So the break-even point, let's say you were going to bring a gift. Let's say you and Becky were invited to a wedding, and you were going to bring a gift. To break even, it'd be $245 for each of you as the money spent on that gift. Almost $500 in gifts from one couple attending a wedding, if it were considered to be a break-even proposition. That's nuts. Absolutely nuts. It's nuts every way you look at it.
And the bottom line, too, that cost does not include the honeymoon.
That's crazy. So, I encourage people to think about eloping in.
My name is Lee, and I'm 40.
Family weddings.
I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Whey have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Whey is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there? Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, PixWireless.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Captain John Reagan's with us. John, you know, I was thinking about the wedding, the cost of the wedding. And when Mrs. Finelli and I were going to get married back in the 70s, 1970s, I asked her if she would rather have an engagement ring or a house with one more room. And that's really what it was. The cost of an engagement ring was equivalent to a house with one more bedroom, for example. And she looked at me like, well, that's easy. One more bedroom or one more room. And that's what we did. We got a house with one more room. And what we didn't do, John, was we didn't have a honeymoon. No honeymoon. And so by scrimping and saving and not falling into the same traps as many people have fallen into, we were able to have less debt. And that a diamond is a girl's best friend thing, what a crock that is. A diamond, they're way overpriced. And if you want to find out for sure, go buy one and then try to sell it and see if you can get what you paid for it. It's impossible. Right, John?
And given what we know where, you know, 60% of people out there have $1,000 or less in savings, that would suggest that a lot of people, you know, walking down the aisle are going into debt for this.
Well, I was looking at some of the numbers. It says in this post on dailymail.co.uk that you've got linked on your website, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com, in the news tab. It says that on average, the bride's parents contribute 44% of the overall wedding budget. The bride's parents, 44%. The bride and groom, 42%. And it says that the groom's parents contribute 13%, and then 2% is others. So, evidently, the traditional model where the bride's parents pay for the wedding, it looks like that's no longer holding up. And I can understand it. If you're talking about a wedding, that the least expensive wedding location, according to this post, is Arkansas, $19,522 on average. John, that is take-home pay. That's after all taxes. That means to me that a person would have to earn at least twice that much, $40,000, in order to pay for a $20,000 wedding. That's in Arkansas. What a waste of money. What a tremendous waste of money. And I have a feeling that if we got a wedding invitation here at the house, fortunately, thank you so much, we don't get them. But if we did, I'd probably look at Mrs. Finelli and say, how do we get out of this? Because I really wouldn't want to go to one. I really wouldn't. I'm sorry to say that, but I like staying home. That means that, well, you have to have a nice suit, right? You can't go in my uniform, which is, you know, nice blue jeans and a sports coat or a blazer. A tie and a white shirt. Nope. Combat boots. I'm sure that means a nice suit, nice dress, nice wedding gift, travel, hotel, food. Man, it's an expensive proposition for a wedding. I'd rather help the young couple with something else and not go. But that's just me. Hey, John, what's coming up after top of the hour news and commercial announcements?
I do want to get to, is this why Europe's gone nuts? And mm-hmm. Then we've got some spy tech, Fukushima update, and lots more.
Yeah, well, you hear the Fukushima update. Captain John Reagan, I'll be right back. Please, don't touch that dial. I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.